you can put controls in place, programmatic and audit controls, to monitor access from the outside, in particular vendors and consultants and what have you, to internal data and to networks. And this notion of establishing boundaries and following them, I think, look, we tend to think, especially in security, in a far too binary way. Things are all good or all bad. Just because you can't get the perfect segmentation or the perfect least privileged environment doesn't mean you can't make progress towards those. So being able to adhere to the boundaries and the least privileges and the segmentation as much as you can, if you can make progress there, it will have a meaningful impact. So it goes without saying, log and monitor external vendors and really get to know your partner's incident response practices in their BCP and DR. It's not a big deal. If you've got a strong relationship with a supplier or with a vendor into your environment, go see their SOC, do a birds of a feather, make sure that practices in a very positive way are you're learning from one another. And you will find out along the way if they are suboptimal or if they need help. So you can do it as a practitioner to practitioner thing. You can do it as a formal exercise if you want, but get knowledgeable about what they do as best practices or worst practices within their organization and become familiar with them. I think it's also important to limit the topography available to the attackers by making sure that what third-party software is available. Now, you're never going to totally own this, but of course, educational practices are good, especially around things like installing freeware or, going commando with administrative privileges in the environment. So pare that back. Again, it doesn't have to be perfect, but if you can make headway here, realize that you'll be denying vectors and paths into the company. And I'm going to emphasize one last thing, which is this notion of resilience in the IT infrastructure. I met some professional runners once, and those of you who know me know I'm not a runner. But what struck me was their ability to go on really long, exhausting runs. And the best of them weren't the fastest. They were the ones that were able to bounce back and run another race very, very quickly. And so it's this ability to heal, return to normal, that's very important. So, have redundancy in your supply chain, absolutely. Have backups, but test your ability to recover from them. Test your ability to recover from them even when those backups might contain the infection, so you aren't just reinfecting yourself. So create resilience in your organization so that if that destructionware or ransomware denies you data or interrupts operations, that you have an ability to get operations back up and running and practice it. Get really good at it.